I'm back. Rudrance for our Black and White Network. We're going to talk about Bill Maher. Last night was Real Time with Bill Maher. I have not watched it as of yet, but I did get to see this. By way of Breitbart, it seems that once again, Bill Maher has went out there and kind of poo-pooed on top of leftist narratives, standard operating procedure, leftist narratives. I don't know what's gotten into Bill Maher, but he's a lot more middle of the road. He's went out of his way lately to remind everybody that he doesn't consider himself a Democrat. He considers himself a libertarian. Okay. I mean, I don't know that I buy that. He's still got a monumental case of TDS. However, he has been having a lot more Trump supporters on his show, and he's made a point to say the all-inclusive hate of people that support Trump is just something that cannot continue if we hope to get anywhere in this country. That's neither here nor there, and that's just a little setup. But as we know, it seems like in this country, anytime anything happens, it feels like somehow, some way, race is to blame. Always. It's about white supremacy, right? I mean, in Memphis, we had the body cam footage of the horrible Tyree Nichols situation get released, and Van Jones went out there on CNN and blamed this incident on white supremacy. The five cops that killed Tyree Nichols are black. But yes, the leftists today are running with the fact that racism is what killed this cop by the hands of a bunch of black men. It's just nuts, and it's extremely lazy. And I don't know how many people really buy into that anymore. I truly don't. Judging by CNN's ratings, not a lot. Breitbart, violence in California and Memphis goes beyond race, and focusing solely on race keeps from solving the problem. On Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher stated that there has become a bizarre ritual where we wait to find out the race of perpetrators. Quote, like we're waiting on Oscar nominations, because that's somehow, to a lot of people, the most important thing, and doing this keeps from solving bigger issues. Quote, it's misleading that everything is always racial. I feel like this is one of the big flaws of the left these days, is that they have this monofocus. Everybody's focused on it. By the way, the left, Twitter, the people on Twitter, social media, the mainstream media, they've called Bill Maher a racist old white man a lot over the last 18 to 24 months. A lot. Okay, again, he supports the majority of these left-leaning issues, but that doesn't stop them now, does it? Maher said, quote, so it really was a rough week for watching violent videos. I got up today, the first thing I saw was a Paul Pelosi video, which was, I mean, there's so much just rage in our country. There have been 39 mass shootings already. We're not out of January. And then this week, people learned the names of a couple of cities here in California. Half Moon Bay and Monterey Park was the other one. And these shootings happen. We go through this ritual where then we wait for them to announce the race of the shooters, like we're waiting for the Oscar nominations, because that's somehow, to a lot of people, the most important thing. And I just thought it was very interesting that this week Asians were killed by Asians. Two Asian men who were 66 and 72. And then this week we just got this video of the Memphis Five. A black man was brutally beaten in Memphis by five cops. They're all black. I guess what I'm asking is, America's culture of violence, it does go deeper than race, right? Question mark. And I think this monofocus we have on race is short-circuiting us trying to fix some of the realer problems. Would you agree? Question mark. He added, it's misleading that everything is always racial. I feel like it is one of the big flaws of the left these days, Again, when the education system breaks down, people don't know a hell of a lot, so they focus on something that's very obvious, black and white. Everyone can understand racism, and of course, it's still a real thing in this country. It's just not the only thing. Yeah, and I would say, look, if it wasn't for the mainstream media and a lot of pundits out there, I feel like they're the ones that are keeping racism in large part on life support. All right. There's much, much less racism now than there was 40 years ago. Let's be real, okay? It has greatly got stomped out like a out of control fire. There may be a couple of little small embers somewhere, but for the most part, this United States of America has changed greatly when it comes to issues of race in this country. But the left-stream media and leftists, that's their standard operating procedure. It's their go-to. It's lazy. It's not productive by anybody on the left to continue to blame everything on race. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Leftist lunatic actress Jane Fonda come out this week and said the climate change crisis, which is bullshit to begin with, but the climate change crisis she blamed in part on racism. I mean, what? My wife just looked at me like, what? She come out and said racism and climate change are tagged together. I mean, they start talking about infrastructure of roads. Now we're labeling roads racist. Okay? Not roads racist. They've been calling me that forever. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I'm talking about actual roads you drive on. It's lazy. It's lazy. It shows a lack of education. It shows that when you have no answer, you're going to pull the low-hanging fruit off the tree, hold it up. Oh, the race card is growing on trees after all. You're going to pull the race card, and there it is. Never leave home without it, right? CNN must be printing them race cards up like in the back room somewhere. They got them things on them. They got them on a 3D laser printer now, just printing them up. Don Lemon and Van Jones keeps walking by and just grabbing them, taking them out and passing them around. I don't know. It's nuts. Tell me what you think, Black and White Network supporters. The left continues to blame everything in this country on racism and white supremacy, to the point that they're now calling blacks on a regular basis the face of white supremacy if they are conservative or they lean right. Are there police? Peace, when you can in fact just be an asshole, not a racist. That's still a thing. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.